Welcome to Energy Talks, a regular podcast series featuring expert discussions on power system testing, data management, cybersecurity, and important trends in the power industry. My name is Scott Williams from the podcast team at Omicron, and I will be your host. Hello, everyone. When performing substation equipment testing, the clock is ticking. Expectations are high for a smooth and complete testing process, but how can you make sure that testing is carried out most efficiently to save time, reduce costs, and ensure high-quality results? In this episode, we speak with Naresh Soni, the founder of Acron Energy in India. His service company provides complete testing, commissioning, maintenance, and condition-based monitoring on substation power equipment for customers all over India. Naresh discusses the critical aspects of substation equipment testing and the importance of optimization to save time and costs in ensuring the reliability, safety, and security of substation equipment. Naresh also shares his insights into the challenges faced in the field, the role of advanced technology and data analytics, and the future trends that will shape substation asset management. He also emphasizes the need for a systematic approach to testing and the adoption of innovative tools to enhance efficiency, safety, and security. So without further delay, hello, Naresh. Welcome to this episode of Energy Talks about how to optimize substation equipment testing.
Hi, Scott. I'm very excited to be here, and thanks for inviting me to discuss one of the most demanding topics, time optimization in substation testing, with all Omicron podcast listeners.
Well, thank you for being here with us. Naresh, could you describe the involvement of your company, Acron Energy, with substation asset testing, commissioning, maintenance, and condition monitoring?
Yes, our company, Acron Energy Private Limited, specializes in providing comprehensive services for substation asset management since 2008. Our portfolio includes testing, commissioning, condition monitoring, and diagnosis of substation up to 765 kV class. We have started testing services when industry was making transitions from time-based maintenance to the condition-based maintenance, where our inception days, our activities were quietly involved with basic tests, where only to see the healthiness of equipment after the overhauling or major fault finding. So we have seen from basic test of power equipment to the most advanced diagnosis practices what we are doing currently. So far, we have commissioned more than 750 substations of various voltage classes from 66 kV to the 765 kV class in across India. We are associated with more than 120 transmission, generation, OEM, PSU industries and the EPC companies.
Where is your company located in India?
My company is located in Ahmedabad, Gujarat state in India.
Where in India is that?
It's a western part of India. Gujarat is a very, very nice state, and Ahmedabad is one of the bigger city, a metro city in Ahmedabad.
When you say that you're testing substation equipment, what types of equipment are you referring to?
If we talk about the substation, then the main instrument transformers, CT, PT, CVTs, circuit breakers, isolators, lightning arresters, and the protection systems.
Very good. So what is your experience diagnosing electrical equipment, and why are you passionate about it?
So I have started my career in substation testing immediately after my graduation. And my initial days, I was in a substation test and measurement OEM company. My major role to do business development and commissioning of instruments like circuit breaker timing, contact distance measurement, and dynamic contact distance measurement for circuit breakers, transformer winding resistance measurement, and the capacitance and delta measurement for the transformers, relay testing kit, and many other instruments related to the substation condition monitoring. So being in our business development portfolio, I learned the importance of instrument specifications and application of those specifications in testing and condition monitoring activities of substation equipment. So I got a lot of interest in all these activities to see what is going on inside the equipment. And more I got to know, more passionate about the diagnosis of power equipment. So this is what I have started my career.
Very good. So what are your customers' substation testing and diagnosis requirements?
This is a very unique and nice question. Since we are into the testing, commissioning, condition monitoring, and diagnosis of substation equipment, our customer reach is quite broad. from original equipment manufacturers, OEM, who actually requires our testing calibration services during the factory acceptance test, while we cater commissioning of substation to the EPC companies. For transmission, generation, distribution utilities, we need regular maintenance and the condition monitoring to ensure the reliability of their substation and power networks. Wind and renewable energy projects also require specialized testing and condition monitoring to maintain the optimal power performance. All the industries have a very unique requirement. And after spending substantial time in the field of substation condition monitoring, we are always ahead in technology adoption in the same field. Let's take example that in early days, we have started capacitance and 10 delta measurement instrument. It was accepted only with the power frequency. And we purchased instrument with multiple frequency in 2011, too early. So we can better assess the insulation healthiness. Same way we have bought transformer multifunction kit, circuit breaker multi-channel in very early days. So we could able to give better and reliable services to all our customers. And customers require our services to ensure their reliability and the efficient services for their CTR.
Are there any challenges to performing substation testing and diagnosis in your region?
Yes. Substation testing, commissioning, diagnosis is the most important activities during a shutdown to assess the healthiness of the equipment. As I mentioned, the limitation of time and manpower challenges, it is always having to be well planned and well executed. If suppose substation belongs to the industry, we must address the issue immediately if we get any abnormal results found. In one of our region, that is Rajasthan state in India, where we experience the extreme weather conditions such as high temperature and dusty climate. So we have to carry out condition monitoring activities in these extreme conditions. Such extreme conditions as the manpower and timing is a real issue. Also, these conditions can affect the performance and longevity of substation equipment. So making regular testing and maintenance is very essential. Also, India is growing and hence the power requirement. So substation size in terms of number of bays are quite growing. And providing condition monitoring, considering all the facts, are very challenging.
So considering these challenges, why do you see the need to optimize substation testing?
Yes, optimized substation testing is a need of an industry. If we can compare number of tests in each equipment today's time versus number of tests before 2015 or earlier, we can have a clear idea that tests are increased with some simple reasons. We could not afford to lose any equipment due to breakdown or failure. So everyone wants to see deeper into the equipment so they can have a better idea, take corrective actions prior to any unwanted event. So higher number of tests can give a clear ideas of equipment healthiness, but at the same time, it consumes testing time. So time optimization will be crucial, very crucial in condition monitoring and diagnosis of substation equipment.
How do you and your company optimize substation testing? What steps do you take to do this?
Our company, Acron Energy Private Limited, optimizes substation testing through a very systematic and comprehensive approach. As I said, we are early adopters of technology. We started testing and commissioning with CT analyzer in very early days, and I believe no one was doing and no one was asked at that time in our region. We bought Testrano 600, where other companies still are narrow about the time optimization. We bought Shimano 500 and firmly believe that very few company, service company in India has this instrument. So same way we bought for Tano, Campano, and for relay testing, protection testing, we adopted OCC templates very early. So if we consider industry as a whole, so these instruments are synonyms for time optimization during substation testing and condition monitoring activities.
Naresh, what indicators prove that substation testing has been successfully optimized?
Yes, there are various aspects and very thin line to differentiate for better time utilization and time optimization. It is not always true that squeezing time during the testing is a time optimization. I recently presented a case study that how successfully we optimized time into 20 kV substations. My definition of time optimization is 3S compliance. Each S represents speed, safety, and security. Let's take examples of the transformer testing. If we make faster approach for connections and disconnections, a person makes connection in a speedy way. So somehow we save time, but at the same time, we compromise with the safety and security of persons and the equipment. Same way, speed, safety, and security goes simultaneously. If we can only say that we optimize time unless and until all compliance of 3S is valid, Also, reporting analyzing of results are an ultimate part of substation testing. So format and graphical representation of all results immediately after the testing are extremely helpful if any actions are required. So in conclusion, efficient time of condition monitoring to analyzing results to the corrective actions are confirmed the successfully time optimization.
Naresh, how do Omicron testing devices help you optimize substation testing?
Yes, we have been associated with Omicron for a very long time. Being a service provider, we need to have an instrument which is 3S compliance for time optimization. When we understood the requirement of time optimization from industry, we approached Omicron and understood the specifications and application of instrument. The Omicron team has not only suggested, but gave many insights which are very unknown to the industries. Omicron devices streamlines the testing process, minimizing testing time and reducing the cost associated with transport and training. So this efficiency is crucial for maintaining the reliability of substations. Let me take you an example of one of the instruments where we actually achieved the time optimization. In the transformer, previously we used a conventional method where we used individual instruments for the complete testing of transformer. So it took around 5 to 6 hours for the complete testing. Same way, we started utilizing the test runoff and time was reduced 1.5 to the 2 hours. Okay. So subsequently, we reduced time by 4 hours. So same way, Cibano 500, where 6-channel application is cut down, size of testing by 1/3. So data are quite evident that while using Omicron instruments, we reduced the testing time. Not only cutting down the time, but safety and handling of instruments made our life so easy, being a service provider. So it is the best example of time optimization with 3S compliance. Same I can vouch for another testing instruments of Omicron. So by leveraging our Omicron testing devices, our company has optimized our substation testing processes, enhancing the reliability, efficiency, and the safety.
Naresh, how do you see substation asset testing changing in the future? What additional challenges will this bring?
This is a very hypothetical question. Substation equipment testing will have a completely different version than today's view of measurement, mostly in the part of analyzing the reports. The future of substation testing is likely to be shaped by various emerging trends and technologies. The whole world is aligned with the data. Okay. So in substation asset management, testing data and managing data, and the real-time data analytics to continuously assess the health of substation assets will play a very bigger role in the condition monitoring. I will put my thoughts in other way. So far, we have tested and carried out condition monitoring and diagnosis services of more than 5,000 number of substations till date. Now we have a huge amount of data belonging to the different substations. But how to make analytics and take out fruitful information from those data with various algorithms or artificial intelligence or machine learning is very much needed. So the use of diagnostic tools and techniques such as machine learning or AI will improve the accuracy and the efficiency of substation testing. However, integrating these technologies into the existing systems and training personnel to use them effectively will be a real challenge. As the electrical systems age, the complexity of testing and maintaining older equipment increases. So addressing the challenges associated with the aging infrastructure will require innovative solutions, new standards, and the practices in future.
So based on your experience, do you have useful tips to optimize substation testing now and in the future?
Time optimization is not only related to the time, but it will be significant to achieve safety and security during the condition monitoring activities. Even though there is no challenge with the time, if we have ample time for the condition monitoring, but where the reliability and safety is required, time optimization is only solutions to better health assessment of equipment. We have ready data available where we carried out different methods like conventional method versus time optimization methods with help of multifunction instruments, and results are very encouraging. I wanted to highlight a very recent incident happened a few days before. During the condition monitoring activities, a simple magnetic balance test of transformer was found uneven. The results are very uneven during the testing activities, and all other results are found okay. So customer was quite confused as he was not sure about the healthiness of the transformer. So we have been called and we have used Omicron test run of 600, and in a few minutes, results are found okay. And we could conclude it, and the transformer was charged within 2 hours. Okay. So with time optimization, with reliable results, only gives the benefits to the substation testing and condition monitoring. Utilizing cutting-edge diagnostic tools and testing equipment like Omicron devices to enhance accuracy and the efficiency with time optimization.
What do you consider then to be the most significant aspect and benefit of optimizing substation testing?
Yes, as I said, significant aspect and benefit of time optimizations are speed, safety, and security of equipment and the personnel who is actually doing the testing. So those aspects are very important, never be neglected. I truly believe that any single aspect of violation will not be eligible to call time optimization. The other significant aspect of optimizing substation testing is reliability. So time optimized methods ensuring all substation equipment functions correctly and efficiently is crucial to maintain a stable and uninterrupted power supply to the customers.
Naresh, you had mentioned working with artificial intelligence or machine learning as a way to make data analysis more efficient in the future. How does cybersecurity play a role in your testing services?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, in Gujarat, our state utility recently they commissioned first digital substation and the progress has been started. There are many more substations are coming with the digital securities or new IC standards. Okay. So in that way, cybersecurity will be one of the most important factors. It is a non-negotiable factor during the testing and for the as a utility.
Very good. Naresh, thank you for joining us to talk about optimizing substation testing in this episode of Energy Talks.
Thank you, Scott.
And a big thank you to our audience for listening to this and other episodes of Energy Talks. We always welcome your questions and feedback. Please send us an email to podcast@omicronenergy.com. Omicron has several years of experience in power system testing, data management, and cybersecurity, and offers a matching solution for your application. For more information, visit our website at omicronenergy.com. Please join us for the next episode of Energy Talks. Goodbye for now, everyone.